The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Hello, this is Aniko Gal from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from the May 2017 issue of Glamour Magazine and the 2017 May-June issue of 17 Magazine. Today's programming is underwritten with support from the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. They can be reached at www.kiwanisfoundation.org. Today we're going to start off with an article from Glamour Magazine entitled, How to Flip Your Money Script. Everyone has an inner financial whiz. These women tapped into theirs. By Concepcion de Leon. Truth time. 65% of women don't feel totally confident about making financial decisions, according to a Fidelity study. Experts say one cause is our, quote, money script, or preconceptions we picked up in childhood. Women typically haven't been encouraged to take charge of their money, says Christy Arcoleta, Ph.D., Program Director for the Institute of Personal Financial Planning at Kansas State University in Manhattan. Those societal messages have an impact and cause anxiety. The good news? Your story can be rewritten. Listen. I was always afraid of being broke. This is by Ramona Ortega, 42, founder of My Money, My Future, Brooklyn. My parents were farm workers before they got blue-collar jobs. I started working at 14 and put myself through college. After graduation, I did human rights work, focusing on solutions to end poverty. Still, I wasn't saving my own money. One year, I liquidated my 401k to cover moving costs. Like many people from a low-income background, I focused on getting by. I never planned ahead. When I started practicing corporate law, I got a reality check. Most of my colleagues already had robust retirement accounts. I thought, I'm screwed. It was time to snap out of survival mode. So I invested about $1,000 in penny stocks. I lost money. But I don't regret it. I learned that I needed to do more homework and that financial empowerment is about doing. In 2016, I launched My Money, My Future, a personal financial management platform to help underserved women and millennials. I still worry about being broke, but now I have a growing IRA, and I'm investing in my business. I have the power to change my situation. Money made me feel helpless. This is from Rachel Rifkin, who's 35. She's a freelance writer from Long Beach, California. Growing up, I was convinced my parents were poor. When we went shopping, they'd complain about prices, and my mom even avoided using the ATM. I was wrong. My parents owned their home and had savings, but they were so frugal, I assumed the worst. When I first got married, I let my husband handle our bills. Then I started talking to my mother-in-law, who was a bank teller. She managed the family finances and taught her kids to budget with their allowance. She gave me saving tips. For example, she'd make two car payments each month. One went toward her actual car and the other into a savings account to just put away. And made me feel comfortable talking about money. I started reading financial sites for kids, like The Mint. They were less intimidating than adult investing books. I set up regular financial checkups with my husband. Now money doesn't overwhelm me. I see it as a way to build the life I want. I wish I'd known how money could work for me, says Zim Ugochukwu, 29, founder of Travel Noir Chicago. I was bullied in high school because I looked different. So when I got a part-time job, I used my checks to buy nice clothes so I'd fit in. My mom taught me to save at a young age, but I wasn't always very good with money. Then, at 16, I went to Nigeria to visit family. It was magical, but I thought travel was too expensive to enjoy regularly. After college, I spent a year in India and realized traveling doesn't need to be pricey. I flew to Malaysia for $9. Seeing the world became my motivation for saving. When I came home, I lived frugally. I didn't eat out, walked to work, and put away half my salary from my conference producer job. I started booking more trips and launched a site featuring travelers who are people of color like me. Now I'm making a living helping others explore. I've learned that experiences are what make saving worthwhile. My advice? Cut out what you don't need so you can save to spend on what you love. And speaking of money, here's an article about a young woman, Luisa Santos. She is 26, and it's called This Is My Job. Ice cream 7 days a week? Heaven. Entrepreneur Luisa Santos tells us how she built the dream. My family immigrated to Miami from Colombia when I was 8 years old. When I applied to colleges, there weren't many options for me because I was undocumented. So I spent 2 years at a community college, and then after becoming a legal resident, I got into Georgetown University on a full ride. Getting that letter, I felt like I finally had a chance. I thought I'd go into government, but senior year, I did a 180. I saw a YouTube video on how to make ice cream using liquid nitrogen. The technique freezes the base in seconds, making it silky smooth. I had to try it. So I rented a nitrogen tank, about $100 on my credit card, and made flavors in my dorm room for fun. I was hooked. I served 150 kids ice cream on Halloween and sold cups of ice cream in the library during finals week. I had to sneak it in. And at farmers markets. A year after I graduated, I opened Lulu's Ice Cream in Miami. Now, 2 years in, my team of 10 and I serve scoops of crowd favorites like Nutella and honey lavender. We make everything from scratch, even the waffle cones, and with local ingredients. I became a U.S. citizen last year before the presidential election and cast my first vote. I was validated for what I've always felt, that I am American. No, I never thought I'd go into ice cream, but I had an idea, and I went for it. And what my average day looks like. Sometimes I'm making ice cream or visiting the farms we work with. I also spend a lot of time training my staff. Most of them are still in high school, and I'm showing them what a job is supposed to be. I can't start my day until... I listen to Headspace, the meditation app. I was feeling so exhausted and worked up. I'm training my mind to be intentional. Meditation allows me to start the day on my terms. Who inspires me? My parents. Growing up, I watched my mom clean houses and my dad work construction to provide for us. They supported me and said, "You dream big. We'll make it happen." My mom, who also became a citizen recently, now works in my kitchen. What I learned from failing, We tested another shop on Miami Beach, but the timing wasn't right and there were parking issues. It was hard to close it and let it go, but if something isn't working, I've learned to step away and say, that doesn't make sense. Let's stop. My favorite part of owning a business? I see my staff grow and go on to college. I get to help shape them. Once a month, we bring in financial experts that teach them lessons. Three of my employees opened a Roth IRA, and they're only 18. I love paying it forward. And finally, why you don't always have to go big, If you're passionate about an idea, don't say, when I have enough money, I'll do it. Start in the smallest way possible with the least amount of money. If I hadn't ordered that one nitrogen tank and made ice cream for a bunch of kids, I wouldn't be where I am. And this article and interview was as told to Jessica Militaire of Glamour Magazine. Okay, we're going to kind of switch gears a little bit and talk about some eyebrows, hair, skincare, makeup, fragrance kind of things. And this is an article from the May 2017 issue of Glamour. And it is called, and it's under the beauty section, and it's called My Mom Taught Me Less is More. Kaya Gerber is only 15, but she's picked up a lot of beauty truths from her own modeling career. She's the new face of Marc Jacobs' Daisy. And her iconic mom, that would be Cindy Crawford, in case the brows weren't a dead giveaway. She's got kind of thicker brows. The article states, I don't see myself as this cool model person. My mom and my brother model. Even my dad modeled when he was young. The pictures are so funny. But for some reason, I hadn't thought of it as a legit career path for me. But since I started, my mom has given me incredible advice. She taught me it's important to have a thought behind your eyes when you're posing, to actually feel what you're trying to pose as. That has helped me so much on set. Also, to be professional and punctual and kind to everybody you work with. That stuff translates to life in general. With beauty, my mom's three favorite words have always been, less is more. She's so naturally beautiful. She seriously looks gorgeous right when she wakes up in the morning. Her beauty is more about her presence than anything specific she does with her hair or makeup, and that concept definitely stays with me. Kaya's supermodel in training beauty rules. I never tweeze my eyebrows. I used to wax my brows, but my mom was like, you need to stop. Now I barely do anything to them. I comb them and occasionally use a gel and only trim once in a while because I want to have brows like my mom's when I'm 50. I just try to let them be. Honestly, some days are better than others. My one off-duty hair rule, don't touch it. When I'm not working and doing these drastic looks, I literally do nothing to my hair. No heat and no styling products to give it a rest. I don't fuss with my skin care. My mom's advice was always to take care of your skin, but to not overdo it. So I just wash my face and put on sunscreen, which is the biggest thing for me, and that's it. I love everything, my skin cuticles, but especially their tinted sunscreen. I follow my mom's less is more mantra and keep it very simple with my makeup. I use the Marc Jacobs Beauty Dewdrops Coconut Gel Highlighter for a natural glow, and sometimes when I'm going out, I'll do something fun like blue eyeliner. I would normally never think to put on blue eyeliner, But the Marc Jacobs makeup artists I've worked with make it look so cool that I now want to wear it. I've been obsessed with fragrance forever. When I was a kid, I used to go into my mom's room and take her perfumes and just spray on layer after layer of scent and walk through the house. My family couldn't deal. I would bathe myself in it. I was so fascinated by the pretty bottles and the whole experience of putting it on. My mom eventually bought me empty vintage fragrance atomizers that I would fill with water and pretend I was spritzing perfume on myself all the time. Now, even though I consider myself a tomboy and wear jeans and sneakers every day, I'm really drawn to floral scents like Daisy. They remind me of being in nature, and since I spent so much of my childhood outdoors, I associate them with those memories. And that is Kaia Gerber, as told to Fiorella Valdesolo. There's a little portion here that's entitled, Do Aqua Eyes Like Kaia's? Makeup artist Diane Kendall explains how to steal the look. Step 1. Use a brush to apply foundation to lids. It'll work as a primer and create a uniform base. Step 2. With a teal pencil, draw a line along the outer two-thirds of your upper and lower lash lines, extending into a cat eye. Add a second line by starting at the inner corner and tracing along the crease. Step 3. Apply 2 coats of teal mascara, focusing on the ends of lashes and leaving the roots natural so the color pops more. And here's a fun article. It's called, I Love Looking a Little Disheveled. Actress, singer, and new NARS collaborator Charlotte Gainsbourg explains the French girl way. My favorite look on a woman. I would love to say waking up in the morning, but that only works until you're 30. Then it's a little more difficult. But my favorite thing is to feel emotions. So a look that translates what's going on inside, maybe something a little disheveled, a little flushed. My dream products? The first thing I asked NARS for was something to camouflage red spots and dark circles, but in a very, very light, non-obvious way. They came up with the Hydrating Glow Tint, $36, NARSCosmetics.com. But I think flushing is very real and linked to emotion. I like it. Redness makes your skin alive. The multiple tint highlights your cheeks and other areas, but it's also very transparent, and you can make mistakes with it. My take on French girl beauty, it tries less. There's always this idea of being natural. My mother, actress Jane Birkin, talked about the 60s as a stupid experience, putting too much on and trying to all look the same. I'm not sure I agree, but the principle makes sense. And I always look much older with a lot of makeup on. It never suits me. On so many early photo shoots, I had to take everything off. The transformation was never me. My father, singer Sergei Gainsbourg, taught me gestures. He had poses he liked. I would imitate him. My morning routine, I keep it very, very minimal. I mist on Evian or Avène water spray, tissue it off, and add moisturizer. That's it. And I brush my teeth. My French pharmacy favorites? I always come back to pharmacy products. My mother used Embryolis cream all the time, and it has a smell that I love. I love the smell of the original Nivea cream, too. It's one of the oldest products we have and extremely French. My Barely There lip tint, I found this rosebud lip balm in America. I love that it's not sticky or too shiny. My must-do beauty treatment? My shower can transform into a steam room. It becomes this wonderful hammam. I do that maybe once a week. My going out makeup look? Eyes are really the only thing I can do. So a smoky eye with slate gray or moss green liner. Lipstick doesn't suit me, so I leave my mouth bare. My beauty icon? It's difficult not to say my mother. For me, it's so obvious. She's on a pedestal to me. As an adolescent, I felt the need to destroy all I came from. But now that I'm a little freer, I'm even more conscious of who she is. She objectively deserves that pedestal. And that was as told to Megan Deem. And pretty soon, school's going to be over. Woo-hoo! Let's party! That's the name of an article in the May-June 2017 issue of 17 Magazine. Ready to celebrate? With these ideas from party planner Darcy Miller, the author of Celebrate Everything and A Killer Playlist 2, you'll throw a bash to remember. And this article is by Claire Thorpe. Go the paper route. Instead of inviting everyone via group message, hit up the store for some invitations to hand out. You can even put a little confetti inside, Miller says. Ask everyone to include their favorite school memory when they RSVP, and you'll have material for a scrapbook you can keep forever. Yes, pick a theme. No, it's not hard. It will actually help focus your ideas, up the fun factor, and inspire everything from decor to drinks. Need inspo? School colors are a solid option. If you're not feeling that, look at what's trending. For example, you could throw a La La Land party, Miller says. A room full of Ryan Goslings? Yes, please. Get your game on. Before the party, ask your guests to send pictures of themselves as babies. You can pin up the snaps, and your class can guess who goes with which photo, Miller suggests. Or get everyone to jot down a note about where they want to be in 10 years. Headlining Coachella? Creating the next Snapchat? Sleeping. And then try to figure out who wrote each one. Make it, quote, build your own, quote. When it comes to food, serve it bar style. It's simple, looks great visually, and allows everyone to have something they like, Miller says. Some easy-to-pull-off ideas, an ice cream sundae station, sandwiches, or tacos. Worst case, is anyone going to complain if boxes of pizza show up? Pour it up. Make a big tub of punch. It's enough to serve your giant squad and easy for everyone to help themselves. Next level idea, put pieces of fruit in the ice cubes for a fun touch. End on a sweet note. Let people fill up a bag of candy before leaving, or put a playlist, which I'll get to in a moment, and photos of your class on a USB stick. And your party playlist may include, okay, class of 2017, here are the best songs to stream at your bash, curated by Pandora. Young Forever, Jay-Z. Anything Could Happen, Ellie Goulding. We Are Young, Fun. Good Riddance, Time of Your Life, Green Day. And Graduation, Vitamin C. And there's one last thing in here. It's a tasty tip. Set out fun toppings like waffle pieces or cheesecake bites and let everyone build their dream dessert bowl. And there is on this picture or photograph, there is a turquoise-colored porcelain bowl filled with vanilla ice cream and whipped cream that is topped with, oh my goodness, it looks like Skittles and blue and red, purple, yellow, green, pink, little, I don't know, they look like little rods of color, of candy color, and speckles, sprinkles all over. There's confetti all over the table, and then there's some chocolate chip cookies on the side, and some sweeties. Looks pretty festive. Well, hope you enjoy planning something like this for the day or days after school ends. It's getting close. Also, if you are graduating this year, class of 2017, you might, you know, ask for a couple of really cool items for graduation gifts. Hard work deserves to be rewarded. And here are the ultimate graduation gifts, from new must-have tech to jewels you'll always treasure. A diamond initial necklace, a wireless Bluetooth headphone or set of headphones, a single-serve coffee machine, two-in-one laptop and tablet, diamond stud earrings, DSLR camera, Wi-Fi device, grocery delivery service, chain strap purse. Well, what are things that you would be interested in having? Think about it. You've worked hard. Have a great rest of the school year. Gosh, middle of May already. You're going to be out very soon. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Teen Magazines. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Anika Gal, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. So long, until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Have a great rest of your May. Go celebrate whatever you do.